Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 89 of Maestro on the Mic. In today's episode, I'm talking about my takeaways from CSM and why you absolutely need to go next year. No, I have not lost my mind. I am dead ass serious. For those of you who don't know what CSM is, it is a combined sections meeting. It is the big convention for physical therapists. But if you're not a physical therapist, this episode is still for you. What I'm going to say rings true for any big convention that looks to bring together an entire discipline. So tune in to hear my 100% sane spiel about why you need to get your ass to Denver next year. But first, you already know, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic, Thursday shorty style. Today I am talking about CSM. When I reached out to my assistant, yes, I have an assistant, talked about her before, she's wonderful. When I asked her to make the graphic for this, the little marketing graphic for this episode, she wrote back and was like, "Are you okay?" Because the title, like you see, is about why you should go to CSM. And I'm not going to lie, I was a super hater. I was pretty anti-APTA. I'm not going to say that I'm pro-APTA. I'm just kind of like, whatever now. And I'll talk about that during the episode. But I never went to this stuff during school. I was only a member of the APTA in school because they made us. And I was like, all right, well, okay. And I never had any desire to go to CSM. I never had any desire to really do anything. I don't really love group stuff, I'm not going to lie. And I don't like large crowds and things like that. And so I never really had any desire to go to this. And then, you know, fast forward a few years, I start working for Rock Tape and they send me to CSM. And I've gone for the past, this was my third year in a row. Actually, let me back it up a second. Some of you listening may not know what CSM is. CSM is Combined Sections Meeting. It is the big physical therapy convention or conference where, you know, all the physical therapists and students can go, and they have a bunch of seminars that they put on. It was actually January 23rd through 26th. Got tongue-tied there. January 23rd through 26th. So it was a few weeks ago. It was down in D.C., D.C. in January, like, PTs, come on, get your shit together and put it somewhere warm. Like, stuff like that just drives me crazy. So it was in D.C., and it's just a big conference, big convention. They have continuing ed seminars, and they have a big demo center, you know, I don't even know what you want to call it, downstairs where they have all the booths. And it's like a vendor village. For those of you that do CrossFit, it's like vendor village, and, you know, all the companies come up and set up booths. And so Rock Tape sends a few of us, and this was my third year going, and you know what? It has gotten better each year. And not the actual conference itself. I'm sorry, I whistled a little bit there. Not the conference itself, but the attendees and how they're feeling, I want to say. So each year that I go, they give me a mic, and by they, I mean Rock Tape gives me a mic, and they tell me to do the monkey dance, and I, you know, do a little talk, because we don't have a formal presentation time, so we set up a pretty big booth, and we have a little stage in it this year, and I talk, and I put it on social media that, hey, I'm going to be there talking, and come around this time, and I'll talk to you guys about whatever you want to hear about, and it's pretty cool, and it's actually even cooler outside of the talking when I get to just hang out and meet people, because I'm on the floor there, and so students and clinicians are you know, bopping through, and it's pretty cool. I do get this, like, wow, my life is amazing kind of thing going on, because people come by and they're like, Maestro, and I'm like, hey, and you know, I don't know a lot of these people because they know me from the podcast or from social media, and I don't know them. And it's one of the most awesome things because they'll be like, I feel like I know you, and I'm like, that's my intent. I love it. I love social media because it can do that. You can form these relationships, and then I get to talk to these people and hear from them, and hear what they're doing or what they want to be doing, and that right there is what made this year the best of them all. And that was because I have a large student following, apparently. And, you know, the first year I went to CSM, I felt like, and maybe it was because that's how I was, I felt like a lot of people were really disenchanted and just pissed off and like, you know, fuck this, I made the wrong decision and like, I can't do anything. I don't want to go into this shitty job. And I get it. And the same thing the next year, but, you know, the next year was in New Orleans, so that was just pretty dope. I think people were just, like, mostly drunk, so nobody was, or hungover, nobody was, like, really complaining too much, aside from, like, having headaches. And then this year, you know, every single person that came by, it was positive. It was, I'm excited about this, or, you know, and everyone, a lot of them are in school, and they're like, I'm excited about this, I'm thinking about doing this, you know, I'm trying to figure out how I can do X, Y, and Z, and that is amazing. And that right there, that is why you have to go to CSM, or why you need to go to CSM. I'm not going to say that you should go to CSM for the, you know, seminars and courses, because I think it's honestly the same bullshit getting put out every year. And if you do go, I say this to every student, if you do go, please go to something outside of the ortho section, the sports section. It's the same shit. You probably learned it a million times over on social media. I went last year to, I don't really get to go to the courses because I'm working the floor, but I did manage to go to one last year because I was like, dude, I got to go to this one. And it was Adrian Lowe. If you guys don't know who that is, it's fine. I'll put it in the show notes. Adrian Lowe, L-O-U-W, Mr. Pain Science. And he's just such a fantastic presenter, just so captivating, so dynamic, so funny, right? So I was like, I got to go see this. And he was presenting like in the hand section. It wasn't even, you know, ortho or anything like that. Like, get out of ortho. It's the same ACL fucking running bullshit over and over again. Like, you can learn it on social media. And I'm sure someone's going to get mad and butthurt that I said that, but you can learn it on social media. You can learn it from anyone. Like, go take something else. Take a vestibular course. Take a women's health course. Get out of that. Go to PEDS. Get out of... drives me crazy. I have some sort of feelings about that. But why you should be going is to connect with the people there, because you will feel it. There is something truly special to be said, or something true. There's truly something to be said about the magic of being in the room. You know, I went to this thing called Podcast Movement last year, and I met this guy as I sat next to him, and he made it worth the money to go to that conference. The conference was okay, but being in the room and meeting him made it worth it. And that is what you can get from CSM. There's meetups. There's just time to hang out and talk. And I see people skipping the lectures all the time because it gets a little bit overwhelming for students, which I get. It's just so much going on. But you can go and meet up with people. So you guys know Danny Matei. If you don't, now you do. I'm going to link that in the show notes. I brought him on for an episode. He's coming back on in a few weeks. I was on his podcast. His podcast is the PT Entrepreneur podcast. He is Mr. Cash-based. He is amazing, genuine, just such a good guy. And he went this year. And, you know, his experience, he actually did an episode, just came out, and I'll link that for you guys, about his top five takeaways from going to CSM. He's much better than me at the list. I just kind of ramble and rant on, but he did his top five takeaways, and I got to sit with him, and one of his takeaways was, you know, exactly what I'm going to tell you guys now, is the connections that you can make, and the real-life, in-person encounters that you can't have otherwise, whether it's because you've met this person on social media, you know, or maybe you went to school with them, and now you've graduated, and you're working in different places, either way, or someone totally new, right? Finally, you can be in the same place. And then you have time after the courses, if you decide to go to them, to be in a less, you know, sterile environment and the less clinical environment. And you can just go hang and have a drink, you know, a la PT Pintcast. And you have all these people in one area. And it's incredible. Danny Matei, just, you know, leading the charge with this, he actually put on a workout at 5 a.m. It was supposed to be 5:30. Not that that's much better, but it was supposed to be 5:30 a.m. And then it was actually a miscommunication. So it was 5 a.m. at a local CrossFit box. And one of the people in his group, his PT entrepreneur group, and in his Facebook group, he works out of that CrossFit box. And so it was really cool and to meet up with him. And I would say about 25, maybe 30 physical therapists came to that workout. 5 a.m. And this is before we have to go and work or present or do whatever that day. And that is what this needs to be about. That's what CSM needs to be. You go, you network, you work out. We need to be moving. I love that he did this, you know, CrossFit workout, because we're physical therapists, right? We're supposed to be movement specialists, and then you go and sit your ass in that chair for the whole weekend and you're like all crippled. So, you know, it's nice to see he talks about leading from the front. And that's exactly what he did. You know who was there? Freaking Carrie Pagliano. Had her on the podcast. I'll link that also. She's the president of the women's section of the APTA. That is incredible. She's at this freaking, you know, meetup doing CrossFit. This is why her patients get better. She has this hybrid model, this open-minded, this open source taken from everything. Like, she's awesome. Danny talks about her in his episode, and like, I totally agree with him, man. She is a freaking unicorn. It is truly comforting to see that if this is the direction that the APT is going, this is good, man, right? She's one of the higher ups, one of the people in charge, and this is the direction it's going. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, the main reason that you need to go to CSM is for the networking, it's for the connections, it's for the magic of being in the room. So, speaking of being in the room, Karen Litzy was there. I will link that. She hasn't been on this podcast yet, but I was on hers, and it was actually an awesome episode, one of my favorite interviews that I've been on, or podcasts I've been on, so I definitely will link that. And she was there, and she asked me to go to this thing called CSM After Dark. Now, I'm still not even certain if it's, like, affiliated with, you know, CSM and the APTA. I really don't know. It was in the same facility, the convention center, but I don't really know if it was like sanctioned. I don't know. But it was a diversity panel, and it was a meeting about diversity and inclusivity and you know, people that are trying to say, to push things forward, and they're like, hey, you know, we need to do better. And that was incredible. I am so grateful that I went to that, and that is actually one of the reasons that I'm doing this podcast, this specific episode, because more than anything else, that entire week or weekend that I was there, that particular meeting, it just embodied this concept of, if you want something to change, you have to be the change. If you want something to change, you have to do something. You know, I don't love the direction that physical therapy was going. I think it's going in a much better direction. And I know for a while, I just kind of divorced myself from the whole practice. And I was like, didn't want to tell people I was a physical therapist. And I wasn't ashamed, but I was just like, this is stupid. I don't like it. And I feel like I'm banging my head against a wall. Like, I'm gonna do something else. And I'm reclaiming my physical therapy roots. And, you know, largely in part because of that weekend and seeing all these students and meeting all these students and these clinicians that were like, hey, I listen to your stuff and it really inspires me and it motivates me and I want to do X, Y, and Z and I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And I was just like, dang. You know, I met this guy and he was from Louisiana. He's either Louisiana or Mississippi. And if you guys listening to this are from there, I know you're gonna be like, those are different. And it's all the same to me because it's not on the coast. But he had an amazing Southern accent. You guys know how I am with accents. And just from, you know, a racial perspective and lifestyle perspective, we're two very seemingly very different people, especially in the climate that we're living in today. And yet this man, he was awesome. I came up and was just like, you know, I follow you. I listen to your podcast. I love it. And we spoke and we talked and we interacted and, you know, everything was great. And it was just like, yes, this is what we can be doing. This is what we stand for. This is the beauty of physical therapy and movement unites us all and social media and just all the things. And I was like, dang, I got to come back to this. And I got to tell everyone else that they need to go. Because if you want things to change, you have to be the change. So, you know, circle back to CSM After Dark, and they're talking about diversity and how a lot of the leadership looks the same and how a lot of the leadership hasn't really changed, and, you know, we need a change. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what can I do? Like, I don't want to join anything. I'm not even an APTA member. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be in that meeting. I don't even know, right? I just kind of walked in the back. But I'm thinking to myself, what can I do? Like, how can I get involved with this? Because I need to do something. And, like, I have a voice. I'm not going to, you know, shy away from that. Like, yes, I realize I have a voice. I have pull in this community. You know, I'm at that CSM After Dark meeting, and someone comes up to me, and they're like, are you the movement maestro? And I was like, what? Like, and so I'm sitting there, and I'm, like, hearing these people, and it's, they have a panel up front of I think it was either three or four speakers, and they gave their story. They told their story about what it was like to go through PT school, to be a physical therapist, you know, how they are. And there was one woman, I think, who was Mexican. There was an African-American dude, male, whatever you want to say. And there was a transgender man there, and they gave their stories and spoke about their experience in physical therapy and physical therapy school, and you know, what they think could be done to make things better and more inclusive. And it was incredible. You know, part of it was jaw-dropping, and you're like, people said these things to you? What? And the other side of it is like, you know, you're so grateful that they're so brave to tell their stories. And then you're also like, at least I was like, well, let me do something. Like, I need to, it's time that I fucking do something. So that is a large part of the reason why I'm making this episode. Not to recap CSM, like, you know, I was at the Rock Tape booth the whole time. We had Oreos. It was great. But I got to meet people, and I realized that if there's people out there, you guys are hungry, you're excited about the future. Come to this event, meet other people who are hungry and excited for this. And, you know, if you're in school, maybe you can get your school to pay for this. So, you know, be smart about it. And meet these people and be the change. As it relates to the leadership and the roles within the APTA, I don't know that stuff. I'm not aware of what the voting thing is and what who gets done for what or anything like that. I actually found out that I was a finalist for the SIG, I guess it's Special Interest Group for New York, being a keynote speaker. I'm not really even sure if that's the right acronym or the right thing. The woman was speaking very fast, and I was like, why didn't I even know about this? Like, what? So I'm pretty removed from that official stuff. But you guys listening, I know that some of you listening are not. You're involved with this stuff. And so I'm going to ask you right now, if you are not happy with the way things are going, do something. If you are able to vote, I don't even know on what, but if you're able to vote, vote and make a change, right? If you're able to speak to someone, write to someone, do something, if that's your calling and your passion, I'm going to ask you right now to act on it. And if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, and you're like, I don't know, I just come to CSM next year. Meet up with some people, be inspired by some people. Honestly, you don't even have to pay for to get in. Pay for, like, just go to the after events, honestly. Like, if you're like, it's too much money, it's in Denver next year. So that's going to be pretty cool. I'm going to work with Rock Tape to put on some sort of event, speaking event, limited in time engagement kind of thing. Small group, maybe link up with Jimmy McKay, my dude from PT Pinecast. I want voices. I want discussions. I want to help make a change. And so, you know, if you don't know what CSM is, come. If you can't afford to sign up for the actual thing, just come and hang out afterwards. Like, figure it out. This is really something that my goal this year, actually, as I was, you know, going through CSM, and we take tons of pictures and things get posted, and it's a really cool weekend for me. I'm not going to lie. I feel kind of famous, and I thank you guys for coming up and talking and sharing your stories and just making me feel awesome. Like, it's one of the best feelings ever. Like, wow, what I do matters. People are listening. It's truly incredible. So thank you. So we're sitting there taking all pictures, and I'm scrolling through stuff and, you know, just enjoying the weekend. And somewhere along the lines, it comes out that my goal is to make people jealous that they're not there and to make people sign up to come next year. You know, it was mainly because I was posting stories and stuff and people were writing to me, I'm so jealous I'm not there. I'm so jealous. And, you know, I'm half jokingly saying my goal is to, with these posts, is to make you jealous, but to make you sign up and want to come the next year, which is crazy talk to me. Because if you'd asked me this a few years ago, I'd have been like, no, why would you spend your money on CSM? But this year I felt the change, man. It's coming. You guys are out there. And you want more? It's students, it's, you know, professors, it's new grads, it's not so new grads, wanting more and demanding more out of the profession. And one thing that I want to make clear is that there's clearly a big push for that kind of, you know, strength coach hybrid model. Shout out to Strength Coach Therapy, my dude. Mr. Wilsey, I got to meet up with him for the very first time. And it's amazing. And social media makes you feel like you know that person. So there's definitely a push for that model, for that strength coach, hybrid therapist model. But if that's not what you want, that's fine. And I met tons of students that that's not really the model they want. They want more autonomy, but you know, maybe they're into neuro. Or I met some cardio people and I was like, this is what you want to do cardio? What? All right, bless you, we need it. You know, or in that geriatric population, the pediatric population. Not everyone wants to do that sports model, and that's fine. My goal with starting this podcast and doing those posts on social media was to give people hope and to show people there are options. My goal was never to be like, this is the way to do it. You know, step A, step B, step C. It was just to say, hey, there are other people doing stuff, and you can do that stuff too. And I'm seeing it in real time. People are coming up. Students are coming up and they're like, hey, I realize there's more. Or I'm in a really shitty fill right now, but I know that I can do other things. And I'm kind of working on this or thinking about this. And that is awesome. You guys are amazing. And for those of you that I spoke to, or maybe you didn't speak to me and you know, you're listening to this and you're thinking, I don't know what I want to do. That's fine too. You guys are light years ahead of where I was when I was in school. I just wanted to get the hell out of there. I was like, this sucks. You guys are listening to podcasts. You're having meetups. You're doing stuff on social media. You're starting your own brands. You're doing it. You guys are going to be fine, right? You're going to be fine. You compare yourself to other people. Like I have Lex, my assistant, she compares herself to where I'm at. Listen, I'm almost 9 years out. This is the middle of my book, if you will. You haven't even started yours yet. So Don't compare those two things. Like, you know, strive, aspire to be like certain people, but don't get so caught up with the comparisons there. But overall, my feeling when I was there, the ship is turning, my friends, and you guys are doing it. So come next year and experience the magic of being in the room and the motivation and the inspiration. Right? I'm also going to be at, I'm going to try to get to Next this year. And I will be at NSC. So for my physical therapist listening to this, I'm going to be at the things. But the main point of this rambling about CSM was, come, you want things to change? Let's get outside of just social media. You know, it's incredible there. You will meet tons of people there. You can build an entire army there. It's phenomenal. But meet those people in person. Hang out, pick their brain, get inspired by them, inspire them, collaborate in real time. There is something truly special about the magic in the room. All right, wrapping this up because it's been way too long. It's supposed to be a Thursday shorty, but I really wanted to make sure that you got the message. You know, if you want change, be the change. CSM is not all that bad, honestly. And if you come next year, I promise you, a good time. That sounded kind of weird, but it's going to be a good time. I'm going to drop one more thing before I go. I am launching my very first online course next week, February 13th. So this episode is going to drop on February 7th. I am officially dropping my online breathing course. No, there are no CEUs. No, there are none. My online breathing course next Wednesday, February 13th. Why? That's the day that I got my Jeep 2 years ago, so it's a special day. I like to do special things on that special day. This course is over 90 minutes long. It is everything you want to know about breathing, how to pressurize in high-level systems, how to teach people how to breathe, how to assess breathing, how to get buy-in, big discussion about over-breathing, mouth breathing, big discussion about nasal breathing. You guys want to talk about Wim Hof? I'm going to be talking about Wim Hof breathing in there. You want some drills to do with your patients or do with your clients to do with yourself? I got you covered with that. Basically, if you have any kind of question about breathing, I probably answer it, because in order to create this online course, I did my market research and I asked you guys, what are your biggest questions about breathing? And then I went and answered them. So if this sounds like something that's interesting to you, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to drop a little link in the show notes here. If you click that link, it's going to take you to a place where you can input your email address. Put the email address in there, and that's going to put you on the early bird list. I'm going to do an early bird release for those folks on the list on February 10th. If you're listening to this episode and it is after February 10th, well, then you're shit out of luck. I'm not going to lie. But if you wait till February 13th, it will be available on my website, www.themovementmaestro.com. The kicker, I'm only making it available until February 17th. What? Why? Because I want you to take action. I was just talking about this whole episode, taking action, being the change. I'm sick of shitty continuing education courses and continuing education models. You know, I work for one of the best continuing education companies in the world, Rocktape, and I want to emulate that. I want you guys to actually take the course, do something with it, implement it, utilize it, not just kind of drag your feet. I don't know, maybe. Scarcity is a real thing. It's an incredible tactic, and I'm going to use it. So this course will only be available from February 13th to February 17th. So if you're listening to this afterwards, I am sorry. But if you follow me on social media, you probably saw me talking about it on there. So let me recap this part, and then I'll actually leave you guys alone. Dropping my Breathing with the Maestro online course next Wednesday, February 13th. If you want early access and to save some money, use the link in the bio. Give me your email address and I will email you all the early bird details. If you're listening to this and it's after that date, I'm sorry, but if it's between February 13th and February 17th, the online course will still be available. www.themovementmaestro.com. Okay, officially, fully, finally wrapping this up. Thank you for listening to all of my rambles. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to me. Endlessly, endlessly, and one more time, endlessly grateful. Until next time, friends, Maestro